Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Victoria, the Queen, an intimate biography of the woman who ruled an empire, by Julia Baird, read by Lucy Rayner. Queen Victoria did not belong to any conceivable category of monarchs or of women. She bore no resemblance to an aristocratic English lady. She bore no resemblance to a wealthy middle-class Englishwoman, nor to any typical princess of a German court. She reigned longer than the other three queens put together. Never in her life could she be confused with anyone else, nor will she be in history. Such expressions as "people like Queen Victoria" or "that sort of woman" could not be used about her. For over 60 years she was simply, without prefix or suffix, the Queen. Arthur Ponsonby. We are all on the lookout for signs of illness in the Queen, but the vein of iron that runs through her most extraordinary character enables her to bear up to the last minute, like nobody else. Lady Lyttelton. Introduction. One feels that the Queen is a woman to live and die for. Emily Tennyson. Such a little vixen. Reverend Archer Clive. She was ready. But when Victoria first sat on the throne, her feet did not touch the floor. Below the soaring arches of Westminster Abbey, she was a mere dot, burning.